centre.
Right.
Is that, do you need to put me through to somebody else, or can you clarify?
What was it in connection with?
Okay, well, am I correct in understanding that the Northampton County Court is quite separate from the bulk centre?
It is, yes.
And is the bulk centre a court?
It is.
It is a court?
Yes.
So when I had previously asked this a few months ago, they told me it was only to deal with mail and that it wasn't a court.
I understood it was. What was your...
Well, I mean, put it this way, the way we'll know is, does it follow court procedure? Does it issue things? Does it actually issue warrants and provide details to the other side in the normal way in accordance with the CPR rules?
I need to put you through to somebody that can help you on that one.
Okay, thank you.
Hold on just a second.
Good morning, enforcement. How can I help?
Good morning. Am I through to the County Court Bulk Centre, or am I through to Northampton County Court?
Northampton County Court. Bulk Centre's on a different number.
Okay. Would you be kind enough to clarify to me, is the bulk centre actually a court, or is it just a centre that deals with mail and correspondence?
It is a court, they just don't have judges there. They don't have court rooms.
So how can it be a court if they don't have judges there?
They have judges sitting, but they don't have any courtroom.
Sorry, they have what?
They don't have any courtroom.
But what was the first...
It is a county court.
But hang on, you said they have...
They have judges sitting, but they don't have any courtrooms. They don't have people attending for hearings.
So how can they be a court? Do they follow the civil procedure rules? Do they follow the court procedure?
Yes, they do, yeah, in the same way that any other county court does, yeah.
Okay, so well, in that case, I've got a problem, because I'm getting unlawful threats from a company called Equiter, who purport to have... been appointed by the Bournemouth Council to execute an alleged warrant that I have never seen, and I've never had service of, and there is no basis, there's no jurisdiction in the matter whatsoever. And I'm curious as to how, third-party agents, or whatever you want to call them, can involve themselves in a matter where no court procedure has been followed, and... where there hasn't even been an offence. And it makes no sense how a warrant can be issued by a court without notifying the other party.
The court, if the court has issued a warrant, we will have sent out correspondence.
No, but they didn't. That's what I'm saying. There's no correspondence regarding this alleged warrant. There's no basis for it. could I give you a reference number? Because basically, I'm thinking of taking legal action against this firm, Equiter, for fraudulent deception.
Was your case actually at the bulk centre, was it?
I believe so, and I was told earlier this year that the bulk centre are not a court.
Well, they are a court. They're a county court. There are several bulk centres around the country, you see.
Yeah, but they're not a proper court. They don't follow court procedure, do they?
Well, yes, they do in the same way.
Well, they don't if they're not sending out warrants. They actually told me that they don't issue warrants and that the county council issues warrants. Can you clarify this for me? How can a county council issue a warrant when they're not a court? How can a county council assume the powers of a court?
I've no idea what the county council can do, but the actual county court bulk centre can and do issue warrants.
On what basis in law?
Well, I don't know any of the actual...
Yeah, but what I'm saying is this is illegal. This is illegal. This is illegal practice because they're not following court procedure.
Okay, fair enough. Well, I mean, we're not legally trained at the court. We can't...
You're not legally trained? Well, how can you run a court if you're not legally trained, with respect? Pardon?
The court staff are just administration.
I know, but with respect, this is the kind of thing that's causing an awful lot of dissension and injustice amongst the British people and violating their human rights. And this is not right. I mean, I'm not having a go at you, don't get me wrong. I mean, I just want to kind of air this. I actually am a forensic investigator. And I want to get to the bottom of this, because these practices are not lawful.
Well, I mean, I don't know whether... What the law is, I don't know it.
Well, I do, and although I'm not a lawyer, I'm a paralegal. But who is responsible then for allowing the continuance of this deception? I mean, who's in charge of the bulk centre, and who's in charge of the court? Who would be the court manager?
I don't know who the call manager is for the bulk centre. I can give you their number if you want to ring them up and ask for it.
Okay, and who is the manager for the Northampton County Court?
The court manager. The court manager is a lady called Gurdev Note, I believe is the name of the court manager here at Northampton.
How do you spell that?
G-U-R-D-E-V.
Sorry, G-E-R.
D-E-V.
Yeah.
And the surname is N-O-T-A-Y.
Okay, and do you know her telephone number?
I don't have her telephone number to have. Ring through to the main switchboard and ask for them, the court manager, they'll be able to through to her office.
Okay, and the bulk centre is so I think what's happening here by the sounds of it is there seems to be some breakdown in communication between Northampton County Court and the bulk centre, because what's happening is third parties are stepping in and they're alleging that there are warrants being issued by the Northampton County Court, and when I actually ring up the court they said no such warrant exists, and it's they're fabricating it. Yes, there isn't even a case number. there's a reference number and there's a client reference. Do you want those numbers?
Well, tell me what they are. I'll see if they're relevant.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the client reference is BB 780 44945.
Right. Okay, that's not what that is.
And then there's another reference saying 128 58322.
The only thing that they might possibly relate to is the County Court Bulk Centre does house what we call the Traffic Enforcement Centre as well.
But you see, what needs to be understood, I think, by Northampton County Court Manager is that they are passing off as being your court, and they're not your court. And they're not... My concern in the public interest is that they're not following court procedure, and they're acting outside of the law, because they're then engaging third-party interlopers who are pretending that they have the right to enforce when they have no statutory right, they have no statutory power, and they're trying to enforce unenforceable things without any valid warrant and without any court procedure having been followed, and this is actually quite a serious offence. Do you see my point?
No, I do understand completely, but unfortunately, they do operate separately to us, so I don't actually know how they instruct any third-party bailiffs or anything like that, because we don't do that here, you see. They don't work in the same way, because they are a separate court. Not all courts work.
Well, because you presumably, because you're following court procedure, and that is how it should be. But this is an abuse of process, you see, by this bulk centre. And, you know, it's my advice that you should dissociate urgently from this bulk centre.
Well...
May I take a note of your name?
My name's John.
John, and you're in the enforcement section?
Yes, that's correct.
So that's like more for, you know, normal court things?
Yeah, normal civil claims, post-judgment, basically.
Yeah, which is, yeah, like a normal court. So, yeah, so it's this deception about the bulk centre that's passing themselves off as being a court that's of public interest and of concern. So,
I mean, I've got to be honest, I think you might be better off talking to the manager at the bulk centre, or one of the managers, because
do you know who what their name is, or
don't know how they operate, because they've got an online service there as well, you see, which is something else we don't have. So I don't know what the facilities are and how they process their work.
Okay, well I will assure you there are some serious irregularities and they cause for concern. I'm going to call them. Are they on this 0845 408 5302 number? Okay, well, I'm certainly going to give them a call, and I'm also going to, you know, contact Gurdiv Note as well and let them know these goings on, and I'm taking this to the media, because this has got to stop, and this is not acceptable to the British public, and we will not tolerate this deception, and let alone the fact that they don't even have a warrant, they don't even have a valid document. You know, it can't be valid if they haven't followed court procedure, you see.
No, I do understand. I mean, as I say, I don't know what they've got. I don't know where the warrant has come from, you see.
Well, there isn't one, and they haven't even given a warrant number, they haven't served it, they haven't even given a copy. They're running a scam, and they're using it to extort money, and they're actually committing criminal offences, because they're saying on the one hand they're causing harassment against the Harassment of Debtors Act 2004, and they're also engaging in false accounting, and they're plucking figures from the air, which is actually money laundering, you know, of any figure that comes into their head. And in this case, they've asked for £140. Another time, they've asked for nearly £400 with no breakdown, no basis, no nothing. It's completely illegal. And I mean, Northampton County Court ought to get onto this like a ton of bricks and put a stop to it, because they have no legal or lawful right to be doing this.
Right. I mean, as I said, I don't know what the rights are. So we're not legally trained. We don't know that. I can't really...
Yeah, but this is another... This proves my point. This, I herein rest my case. You know, you're not legally trained. They don't know what they're doing. They're conning people. They're using deception and sharp practices, which are not in accordance with the law or the United Nations Charter of Human Rights. And this must be noted. So, you know, thank you for clarifying the position. I suspected as much. And I will be contacting your manager, but thank you so much.
Okay,
no problem. Okay, bye-bye.
Please?
Yeah, before I do that, I'd just be grateful if you could please clarify something for me.
Right.
Is Northampton Bulk Centre an actual court?
Yes, it is.
And so, if it's an actual court, why isn't it following the correct court procedure?
And in what way?
Well, in terms of court procedure and the CPR rules. Why aren't they, like, serving documents? Why aren't they providing, you know, normal paperwork and service like a normal court?
Can I take a case number and I'll be able to have
Well,
a
no, because I want to identify that you're genuine, because from what I was told earlier in the year,
but
you
we
see...
we deal with... I mean, for all I know, I don't know what the case is, so I can only presume that what you're talking about is the new system that we're using, which is Money Claim Online, which means that all the paperwork and everything is done online.
Well, that's impossible. You can't do things online. You have to follow court procedure. I mean, this is a racket, it sounds like.
Can I take a case number?
No, I'm afraid you can't, because I don't have a case number. But I need to identify what you're actually doing. I mean, I do research. I do research for the media as well.
If you do research for the media, what I suggest you do is look on the website.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Name online, and it will give you all the guide notes.
No, I'm sorry. I need some clarity from you, because I was told that you're not a court and that you're just a centre that deals with mail, and that you don't follow court procedure.
Well, that's completely incorrect.
Hang on. How can it be incorrect if you don't have you don't have judges, do you? Or you don't have any courtrooms. So how can you be a normal court? You're not a court, are you?
We could argue this case all day.
Well, no. Just answer the questions. Are you a court or aren't you? Do you have courtroom, irrespective of if there's a case or not? Do you have a courtroom? Do you have courtrooms? And do you have judges? You see?